In the manner of certain Scottish Gothic novels of old, the Petitions of Dr. Forrest culminates in a confession by the main character, the titular character, Dr. Forrest, that in a sense recasts the novel that's gone before and explains the true horror, if you like, of events. And this passage is from that confession of Dr. Forrest, where he describes what led him to an abyss in his life. It happened this way. I reached my middle years in life and somehow felt the urge to protest my lot. The folly of it strikes me now like a boot in the face. God, no, my life had been lucky, charmed, if any orphan can be counted so. I grew up able-bodied and vigorous, a quick study, my wits about me, better than pleasant to look at. Moreover, I had inside what a vital human creature needs, something that wanted expression. The world didn't scare me. It was a field where I intended to roam at large, hungry for knowledge and attainment. Also, to make a good show of myself. Laughter came easily to me. I found that I liked a lot of people, and that on the whole they liked me back, at least when I wished them to, women above all, since I had the means. Such enemies as I made, I was comfortable enough in my own skin to shrug them aside. So, for as long as I remain, I will have to ask myself, why this secret wound inside? A shadow dogged me, always. Was it put there at the kirk where I was dragged by my honest uncle and aunt? For sure I was cursed with old Calvin's sense of the body as the prison house of the soul. All through my youth I was fighting dual urges, the pull to excel, to make something of myself, and a warring desire to run all my energies to waste down that same hole in the ground into which all life tends, the great endlessly spiraling vortex. That second desire, impossible to assuage, felt like a wound at the core of my being. But in that wound I seemed to find something essential to me, essential if not eternal. There was no shifting it, and it was my friend, if not always my helper. That is to say, it never let me down. This too was I, me, mine. I could not deny it, nor say I hadn't tried it and liked it. It was in my blood, perennial, an ever-combustible agent, forever setting me on fire. Years failed to put it out. Always I felt myself burning. It was too sharp in my breast, this want of something that life couldn't requite, because human life is limited, but I would like to live forever. Since one life couldn't be enough, for what reason had I lived at all? That was the distress call that she heard and answered. Heard it for the despicable vanity it was. And now I have had such a lesson. No end of a lesson. I believed I could soar. Instead, I have had my face rubbed in the filth of my lowest fears, jealousies, prejudices, one after the other. I was given treats, yes, but they were only the sugar of the flytrap. Sweet enough that I'd be drawn back, there to have my wings picked anew by the wanton girl. I was tricked by the trickster, but I let it be so. I let evil suffuse me so I could carry on just one more life. One more life. I could even fool myself there was something fated in each of my victims. Until, that is, the last of them.